This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
2-0 cranked deep out into center field. Adele going back. He's at the wall looking up. It is gone. Up into the seats, and then it bounces back down into center field. Adolis Garcia with his 11th home run of the year. The Rangers are in double figures. It's 11-3.
That was your Texas Rangers taking care of business last night against the Los Angeles Angels. I keep forgetting that they change their name every two or three years for branding purposes. But you took 2 out of 4. I mean, you split the series with them. And Chop, at what point? I mean, this is the proverbial two steps forward, two steps back. Is this team, I'd like to think they're capable of going on a 7 or 8 game win streak, which is, they're going to have to do. Like, that's the only way this team is going to put itself in a position to make a playoff run, is you're going to have to win a 6, 7, 8 game heater.
Well, I mean, they scored 37 runs in the 4 games. It's a good start. In the 4 games, they outscored Anaheim 37-22.
He was busting, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was busting, man. Yeah, he was. You know what that means, right?
Bussing?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah,
okay, very it's good. Tasty. It's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Are they still saying that, though?
Oh, yeah, my kids say it. Not they still as say, much.
But I was
going to
say,
not
as much. It's kind of on the way out.
It's tapered off a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, they're going to have to go, like Bassett talked about last night, they're going to have to play 20 games over 500 the rest of the way.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's that high. It's probably more like 15. By the way, he's up in texting. The Rangers got into their hotel at 6 a.m. in Houston.
Okay. He's already at
a late game. Right?
Yeah.
The Angels always screw the Rangers. They never let the Rangers get out on getaway day. They never let them get out of town in an afternoon game. Mm-hmm. Just a way to stick it to them. So the Rangers need to reciprocate.
They absolutely do.
Right? When they're coming back here, the Rangers need to reciprocate. So they get home. They get out of the game. It's 40 minutes to the airport.
Yeah.
From Anaheim.
Okay.
I don't know what airport they use. I don't know if they used John Wayne Airport or LA. I have no idea.
Okay.
40 minutes, 3+ hour flight. And then another 30 minutes to the hotel.
Ooh. Time zone changed as well.
Yeah.
2 hour difference.
2 hour difference. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it should be 4 a.m., but it's 6 a.m. Guys are getting to bed at 6 a.m. They got a game tonight.
Yeah.
Big one.
Huge game.
I mean,
it's a huge series.
Huge 3-game series.
It really is.
So that sucks. It sucks, but, you know, the division, forget the division. The division's probably out of reach. You're 9.5, 10 games back.
Yeah.
So you're focused on the wild card, and I don't know that they have to play 20 games over 500 the rest of the way to win the wild card or win a wild card spot, but they need to play at probably at least 14.
I would say 10 to 15. I'm with you on that. I mean, right now they're 3.5 games out of the wild card spot. You've got a Boston Red Sox team that, you know, you beat in the very beginning part of the year. They've won 7 straight. To your point, you finally the bats have finally started to come alive. Now, that being said, they're coming alive, but at the same time, they're doing so. See, I think these numbers are kind of misleading in a way with these monster numbers, because the problem is you're putting up these crooked numbers, all right, in games where, all right, you're winning, you know, 18-1, 11-4, whatever it is. But then the night before, you go 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position, and you're up three different times, and then unfortunately your relievers spit the bit, right? So you've got this weird dynamic going on where, you know, because you lost so many one run games early on in the year, 2-1, 3-2, and that sort of thing, that have come to kind of bite you in the rear because you don't think that those April and May games mean much.
No.
But you need those, you need that little bit of a cushion, right? Because then they come to, it comes into play in your Julys and your August when you need those games where, all right, yeah, your bats came alive, but then all of a sudden, you know, your relievers give up three, four, five runs.
Yeah, they need, I mean, they need to find a way to get about 38 to 42 wins the rest of the way. You know, they got 70 games left. You know, you go 40-30.
Okay.
You know, or 40-28, whatever it is, right?
Okay, think about this. Think about this. All right. So I you know, I spent 10 years a newspaper reporter. That's how old I am.
Wow.
Okay. Newspapers.
They still make those?
Yeah.
Newspapers, folks. Okay. Newspapers.
What is a period?
Exactly. Okay. Well, it depends on who you ask. I would ask you guys. Do you remember? And this is, and I'm a big reference stat head nerd in these ways. Take a guess if I gave you, if the, because you figure the second half of the season, right, is after, you know, after the All-Star break.
Yeah, it is.
Let's just say you got 55, 60 games left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The 2023 team that won a World Series. What do you think their record was out of 55 games? What do you think their record was in the second half of the year?
Weren't they like just right at 500?
Okay. Give me just spitball.
Out of 55 games.
Out of 55 games.
20, I can't do math. 27, 28, 27.
There you go. I love that. Peyton?
Is that right? Is that
hold on.
No, I'll go 25 and 20.
25 and 30? 30. Perfect. Yep. Okay. 30 and 25 is what that team went. Now, I shared this little nugget with our boy Pepe before the show started. Did you know 35 and 20? Because let's call it, we put everything in the scope of that 2023 team, and rightfully so, right? Because this is pretty much the same team.
Yeah.
This team went 35-20 the first 2 months of the 2023 season. Mm-hmm. Okay. Since then, 176 and 183.
Yeah, they've been, so since that first 60 games they played that year,
right? This is a 500 baseball team.
They've been a 500 baseball team. Not even.
Okay. Not even, right?
Not even.
And so in the year that they won the World Series, they went 30-25 the second half of the season. Last year, 26-27 after the All-Star.
And
break.
They haven't hit in since the first 60 games.
Right.
Outside of the playoffs.
So
outside of the playoff run.
Outside of the playoff,
hit.
Outside of that
hit.
First 35 game, or yeah, outside of your first 50 games and outside of the playoffs.
They have not hit for 300 games.
No. Right. And so the thing is, we're needing this team to do something that really they've only done twice in the last three seasons. Now, and you've worked with plenty of professional athletes, I've worked with my fair share. Well, the old adage is what? If you've done it before, you can do it again.
That's what they hang their hat on. And that's why, like, you know, people constantly bring up, well, you know, this is the same team that won a World Series. And it is. You know, you start, the further you get away from it and the more that this is just a 500 team, you start to ask yourself, all right, was that a fluke? Athletes don't think like that.
No.
Athletes don't work and operate in fluke. They operate in, well, we did it.
Yeah.
We're just underachieving. That's how they get to that level, because you have to have that mentality.
If you
don't have that mentality, then you'll completely fail at it.
Right.
And that's why we're losers, and I'm fine with that. I come from a long line of losers.
Well, I'm not ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater just yet. You've got a Jacob deGrom who's playing, you know, basically playing up to the contract that you signed him to.
Right.
All right.
Sure.
Evo is, I mean, let's call it what it is. Evo, even though, what is he, 6-3 on the season, should really, for all intents and purposes, be probably, what, 9-1, 10-2, somewhere in there, considering if he'd gotten some actual run support in the first 2 months of the season. Okay.
And he
missed that month with the elbow thing, but at the very least, should definitely have two or three more wins than what he's got. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what I concern.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Earn myself with is, you know, can the Simeons of the world, can the Adolises of the world, although Simeon's starting to hit a lot better. I mean, I think he's batting like, what, 350 in his last 35 games or something?
He's had some really good at-bats. Last night, he was able to kind of fend off some breaking balls, get singles on him on tough pitches that when you're going bad, you're way out in front.
Yeah.
You best thing you're doing is you're fouling that off pull side. He's done much better. And you got to, I mean, Adolis is the one that's got to really start to crush.
Adolis has to do it. I think Jonah Heim. I mean, you need that bottom of the order. And, of course, Corey Seager, which I've been a big proponent of. Let's move him to first base or DH. Get him out of that shortstop role. Because at the end of the day, his bat is far more important than his glove at this stage of his career and for what he means to this baseball
Adolis?
Team. No, Corey Seager.
Corey Seager, yeah. Because Adolis' glove, I mean.
Oh, no, that's what's kept him here. I mean, let's call it what it is. If homeboy didn't have that glove in right field, he'd have been DFA'd a long time ago.
Yeah, last night he did that. I mean, last night he hosed a guy going, trying to score.
Oh, he's a freak in right field. Yeah. Okay. Do you worry, though, that for a guy that's his whole thing is based on emotion, right? Like, that's the thing about a guy like an Adolis is that, he's such an emotionally driven guy. Can he get back to where he was? And we just need it for the next 3 months. Look, after this, hey, if this guy can go on a run, great. But you need it for 3 more months. Is he capable of doing it? Especially when emotion's his whole shtick.
I mean, if his emotion's his shtick, then
I worry about that.
One hot streak.
That's all it need.
That's really all it is.
One hot.
Because he had that home, that game tying home run a couple of weeks, about a week ago, right?
Yeah. Against the Orioles.
That's what it is.
I was okay with the flex at the plate. And then, of course, you're...
Yeah, I didn't have a problem.
No.
I don't get the old man.
Well, I was going to say, that's the baseball thing, right? They get all mad when stuff like that happens?
Nah, that's changing. That's changing.
Slowly but surely.
That's changing. Because everybody now, watch a college baseball game. Watch a college baseball game. It's all it is that. And people love it. College baseball is blowing up.
I don't like the hot dogging around the bases, though. I will be an old man for a second.
So, like, when a guy's rounding third on a home run trot, taking a handoff, or
I don't necessarily mind that. I saw, and this is, I mean, obviously this isn't college, but I saw a kid pretend like he was a dog urinating after making it to second base.
Male or female?
It was a dude.
Okay. No. Urinating like a male dog or a female dog.
Yes, like a male dog.
stuck his
leg up.
Yeah, I got a male dog. He doesn't do that.
What?
He doesn't lift his leg.
What does he do? He
squats like a girl.
What kind of dog is
he neutered?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What kind of dog is it?
That's a mutt.
Okay.
Mostly a heeler, like a red heeler.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but
like a 30% pit.
Okay.
30% heeler.
All right.
30% pit, and then
rescue.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So I didn't train him. Somebody else did.
All right.
But I actually like that. I like that. Really? I don't want. I fostered. I fostered a leg lifter. That was annoying, man. I mean, he was lifting his leg on everything, and he was trying to challenge me for man of the house, and I was like, this is not going to work. I like a good subservient male dog.
Fair.
I don't want a leg lifter.
I've tinkered with the notion because, obviously, Gavin being the big dog person that he is, I had a dog for 3 months, and just... Because I'm not home during the day.
That's a problem. That's the problem.
And so I don't. If I'm gonna have a dog, I want to be able to interact with said canine. And putting him in a cage or a crate all day, it just doesn't. Doesn't seem fair.
Now we leave Pudge out. He's no cage, no crate, nothing like that.
Good for him.
So people are saying some of the bigger dogs don't lift their legs. I've had three boy Great Danes. None of them lifted from the 817. I had two heelers. They just do that.
I've had dogs that, like male dogs that just stand there. Like they don't squat, wow. but they just stand there.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, he kind of like just bends. He kind of like just bends.
Okay.
There you go. That's what he does.
Something to be said for that. All right. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053.
I'm ready. I got my top five. 1053.
This is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney Text Line. All right. Coming up next, a little Fan After Dark staple. Top five list. We do it every night, usually at 10:20 on Fan After Dark. We're bringing it here to the Sean and RJ show because RJ and I are both children of the 90s, and we know a lot of you folks out there are as well. Top five viral / childhood moments of the 90s. Some good, some not so good, some just downright sad. What are they? We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.